Still morning, good morning, and welcome to now it's officially Mind the Gap. But before we get to that, because we only have like only have 13 minutes, but before we get to that, this is very interesting. This is very interesting, the way that the case seemed to have ended with the postponement of being heard next week Friday, because of the the application for the absolution from a first instances, which is in my limited legal knowledge and understanding of that term, it's unsurprising coming out of the South African legal system, which we use, obviously. Now, if get the South African Constitution and the Namibian Constitution and compare Section 33 of the South African Constitution and Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution, and you see that Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution is basically a summarized version of Section 33 of the Namibian Constitution. 32 of the South African Constitution. They use sections, we use articles. But it's the same WhatsApp group. In a nutshell, the absolution absolution from the instance is granted when a plaintiff fails to present enough evidence to make a to base a ruling on. So that's what's going to be going on for the most part of next week in form of a lot of paperwork, as you can imagine. And then which will emanate into the hearing into the hearing that will be heard, of course, the defendants in this case, the Minister of Minister of Agriculture's representatives are proposing, or more like applying for the absolution of first instances, and then they were they're the ones that are applying for it. So obviously the plaintiff will basically have to dispute that, we've presented enough evidence. The defendant is just there going to say, well, my lord, why don't you just dismiss this case? Because I don't think we have enough evidence that has been presented by the plaintiff here. Let's just, dismiss this and get it over with. Now the plaintiff will now have to just stand up and say, well, we have presented enough evidence to base a ruling on, and this and this and this are our reasons. And I, for one, can't just wait and looking forward to Friday. But until then, it seems like that's the best we have. No, that's not the best we have. The best happened yesterday, guys. For those of you that missed it, what are you doing with your lives? Now, where were we before we started getting all serious? Where were we? We were on shots fired. Now, for those of you that were not listening at the time, make I remind you. Before we moved the Mind the Gap show to the court, and those guys were disappointing today. They were very boring. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they were on fire. Today, boring. But for those of you that were not listening earlier in the morning when I pitched in with my own, the real me, the comedian is the real me. And, everything else is a facade, really. Now, I was at the part of yesterday's first part, first session hearing, or of the cross examination, where you, Advocate Heathcote pointed out is that Mr. Ampanda, why are you mad at a tool? It's a fence. Why are you not angry at people? Now, the part where I kept referencing, referring to back and forth, referring to selective hearing as a very good quality of a good lawyer, is that the case is literally Job Ampanda versus what? The minister, not ministry, minister. Last time I checked, minister is a person. Kale Schlettwein. That's according to his lawyer, not me. Now, one thing about comedian is that when you give me one wrong sentence, I can generate a lot of wrong sentences out of that. From the moment that the gentleman said, Mr. Schlettwein, I was like, all right, so I'm planning on having three kids. I'm thinking, Schlett juice. I'm thinking Schlett beer. I'm thinking Schlett throw in Schlett, Savannah Schlett, Jägermeister Schlett, Ombike Schlett, Dombo Schlett. I really have to be careful of how I cook our Minister of Agriculture. First of all, he's outgoing. And I like the guy. And in a heterosexual way, you know, we're both straight last time I checked. Now, here's the thing. One thing I've learned is that he's writing a book after this. Most likely going to write a book. I know he's a photography enthusiast. The last thing I want is to be part, you know, to have an entire chapter or even have my name mentioned in the book. There was once this, you know, funny guy that always made my retirement even more excruciatingly painful by cooking me every now and then on radio. But now, make I finish that. The question was, Mr. Dr. Mpan, why are you mad at... it's a fence, it's a tool. Why are you not mad at people? Again, selective hearing.
It's a tool, right? I've indicated to you that different purposes have been imposed on a tool. Like you can put different purposes, for example, on a breatharizer. You can use the breatharizer to...
Now, that breatharizer is my favorite part because, rumor has it, some human beings who won't mention in that courtroom was at some point found drinking, was suspected of drinking and, found drinking and driving. And breathalyzer was then used to test the alcohol level, which, alcohol was like, dude is high as heck. Dude is drunk as heck. And then they ended up in the court and, it turns out when you are, when you know your way around the law, you can just stand in court and, debate against the evidence based on a breathalyzer and you win the case. Now, that's the part that made me shout. I know the mics were off, but you have no idea how much I was yelling here, like, shots fired, shots fired, shots fired. Because let's face it, those were a lot of shots fired. I mean, not bigger than those shots that, Maponga was firing to the ruling party when they invited him and then paid him money to market them. And then he decided to take a stage and started, capanaring them. But, I was sensing the same thing. I was like, shots fired, shots fired.
Do A, B, C, D. It's a tool, right? So when you go to court and challenge the use of a breatharizer, can a person argue and say...
Okay, I'm beginning to think these shots and Maponga's shots are somewhat very close to each other in terms of, magnitudes and kaboom ability.
Why are you challenging a breatharizer? You must challenge a breatharizer because the breatharizer is a tool that was used to say that a person A or a person B is drunk at this.
I'm not here for this.
This is the volume of it. The red line similarly is used as a tool to stop people from moving, and that's a tool. So these courts have made adjudication and determination on tools, and breatharizer is just one of the examples. The red line will follow the same fate. We are inspired by those who challenged the breatharizer that calculated the alcohol and won.
If you want to talk to me directly. Don't go through the corners.
This court vindicated their rights. It's an inspiration. And this red line will have the same fate. Just like the breatharizer.
Right. Let's hear the next part, which again was even my even more favorite part. No.
I pity you. I've got no further question.
Of course. I pity you. I got no further questions. My God, this was one heck of a week. Why did this thing have to end? Please, let's continue again. May, in the name of Jesus and pretty much everything that's holy, can this absolution in first instances please fail so we can just continue with this case forever and ever and ever? I know I've been saying let's remove the red line. Guys, let's leave it there. The red line is a lot of comedy content, guys. Let's face it. Comedians will lose their jobs if that fence is gone. I pity you. I've got no further questions. And by the way, if you want to talk to me, just talk to me directly. Don't go through the corners. I have another favorite part, but I can't bring it up because I only have two minutes. Let's leave that one for Monday now, shall we? Okay, now for those of you that missed it, how about on Monday? We start with that and then I can bring you, because that one was of the first defendant's lawyer. The second defendant's lawyer also got some interesting content for me, which I'm going to bring to you on Monday. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And by the way, I will give Job credit for one thing. He is so good at firing shots. Let's take an example of breathalyzer. Look, if you are arguing with someone, take for example a Kavango, the last thing you want to use is a crocodile as your example, because I would just see through that this is now getting personal and I'm not loving any bit of it. Land of the brave. Land of the brave. You know, can someone please just take this way of solving disputes to any other African countries? It turns out bombing each other is bad. Arguing it in court is gold. Because you create employment for lawyers, you create employment for journalists, you make work fun for lawyers, you know, journalists, prosecutors, and make life miserable for witnesses, because they have to go through cross-examination, which we have agreed that from now henceforth shall be referred to as crucifixion examination. But this is almost a little time already. Oh, come on. I missed comedy this week. Let's continue that next week, Monday. Until then, I pity you, Job. Ek pity for you. Ek pity for you. J5, just Ian shot after another shot, just Ian shot after Ian shot. And, you know, ek duot iso. Ek duot. Buy a duot iso. Now, assuming I didn't insult anyone, how about we just put a pause here and hand it over in the hands of Sizuma Salicho? Nah, they're not here. I pity you. That's how yesterday's cross-examination of Advocate Heathcourt ended. It ended with shots being fired and the last line of defense was, I pity you. Let me explain what that I pity you. That's professional for don't fire your mouth. Don't fire your mouth. That's if he was from West Africa. It's just that, you know, he's not from West Africa, so he decided to go with it. The time is Zuma Salicho o'clock. Quick break.
Lipuranenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nuneudo, otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
And ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of our show and the end of our week. And what a week it has been, full of events, full of cross-examinations, dear friends everywhere. If you ever get yourself into trouble thinking that I will be, I'll bear witness to your case, ain't no way that's happening. Before this case, it would have happened, but now that I've seen what cross-examination does to a person, no, not a chance. If that was a professor, who am I, common man? I'm running for my life. So please behave, oh. I love you guys, don't get me wrong. I love you. But there is no way that's happening. I am not witnessing for anybody. The last thing I want is someone, using shots fired kind of cross-examination. And also one thing we have learned is the goal of any cross-examination guy is to get on your nerves. So if you're one of those people that like to throw tantrums like, I'm a 2000, you may not want to be cross-examined. Your Honor, I feel offended. Now, until Monday, same time, same place here on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM, you'll have a good one.